It's Saturday morning, time for Green Country Gardener on K1 AM 1400 and 93.3 FM. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, Jensen Tractor Ranch, Peter's True Value, American Heritage Bank, Bartlesville, Pahuska, Barnsdall, and the Osage Region, Enterprise Sod Store, and Overlee's Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
That's right. It's time for the Green Country Gardener Show. And again, if you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936.
Adam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Pretty good. Good seeing you today.
It's great to see you this morning.
Golly, wonderful weather.
Wonderful weather. I can't complain about it one bit.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be around 70 today.
Uh-huh, perfect.
But a chance of rain starting tomorrow night.
Well, that's good. We need it.
We need a little rain.
Right. There, it's getting just a little bit dry on the shallow part of the soil. We have a good water stored up, down deep, but in the zone that we typically interface, it's getting a little bit dry. So
yeah,
just in time.
Just in time for spring.
Good work.
Yes. It is time for some gardening work out there.
Right. In light of that, we have to think about what we should be doing in the garden right now. This is getting to be one of the busier time of the years in the garden. And it's getting time to do a lot of stuff in the garden.
March is typically busy time of the year. Get everything set up.
Get that shovel sharpened. Get all the cobwebs off of it. Clean it up a little bit. Get it out there and put it to work.
Get your lawnmowers all running.
Oh, good golly. I've got to do that today.
Oh, a reminder today, yes.
Yeah.
What a good reminder right there.
I started it up last week. I trimmed up my boxwoods and then Andinas and the monkey grass. And I threw it out on all the stuff out on the grass and then ran my Ninja Blade lawnmower over it. And it chopped it up into little bits. And then it put the bag on the mower and sucked it up and threw it back in the bed.
Mm.
So cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Recycle.
Yeah, do a little recycling.
Trimming is, we're getting a little, it's not past time to trim. There's still plenty of time to trim back your shrubs. So don't worry about it if you think you missed the boat. Well, it's still at dock. So you did not miss the pruning season on cutting things back.
When is usually the pruning season? Usually that is that occurring around the winter time or just
typically just when the plants just before they're not really actively growing. Mm-hmm. Now at this point in time the boxwoods are beginning to actively grow. Mm-hmm. They're in bloom, or at least they were last week. Yes, boxwoods do bloom, and actually I've had some in my yard. They're rather fragrant. So
I was walking
by the trash can. It smells up really sweet. And there happens to be a big boxwood by the trash can.
Oh, no.
And hey, that's I know that's not the trash can. And it was the boxwood in bloom. And it smelled pretty good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the maples, they were at their peak last weekend. Right now, their peak is kind of declining. And unfortunately, though, we're going to have a hefty crop of trillikings this year, those little helicopters that come down.
Oh,
the winged seeds from
the
maples.
I love those things.
Oh, we used to throw them around when we were kids and marvel at their at their descent into the ground. It was really quite a deal.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's amazing how plants have developed this adaptive strategy over the years and come up with a way to propel themselves distances. And actually by turning like that, they sort of get down into the grass. It increases their ability to germinate also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. So interesting and very very adaptive and very, very successful, as I know firsthand, strategy.
Strategy. Yes.
So anyway, we need to begin spraying your roses as soon as the leaves emerge. If you have the variety, the hybrid tea roses, the ones that are grafted from top to bottom, they have a root and then there's a bit of a knot there and then you have your top stalk, what we call. Well, at this point in time, your roses should be beginning to grow a little bit. And look at them real closely and see if there's any damage from the winter on there, which we didn't really have any ice storms. Thank you, Adam.
No.
Thank you, Charlie, too.
But anyway, thanks especially for Charlie.
However, if they were pruned in the fall or something, they might have a little bit of black starting to form in the stem, and that's a fungal stem infection, so you might want to cut it below that point so you don't have a stem rot going down into your crown and causing problems.
So
check out your roses. Cut them back right now. I cut back a knockout rose yesterday for somebody and cut mine back. I cut back the drift roses last week. The knockouts get it this week. I try to allocate the thorn count on my hands a little bit.
I was going to say, watch out for those thorns. Yeah, they'll come to bite you.
At least get all cut up in 1 week. Stretch it out. So they get cut this week. And they're just now, the ones on the north side are just now starting to bloom out, to leaf out. And the ones on the west side are starting to also. So it's time to do that. The plum trees are in bloom right now at my house.
In light of
the celebration of the blooming season on the plum trees, we have one jar of plum preserves from last year. Good stuff from last year.
So,
well, it doesn't mean it's old. Look at that; it still looks like new.
It does. I was going to say you made that already.
It would probably be green rather than purple if you made it from last year's plum.
But it is very good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We had some on some homemade bread last weekend. Oh, the best stuff in the world.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, the plums are hungry. The fruit trees are starting to bloom now, so be careful not to spray them at this point in time, because you will diminish the flowers' ability to attract insects, and you will limit the insects' ability to live if you were to spray. So you need to, now right after they bloom, when all the flowers have fallen off and everything, that's when you start doing your spray program on your fruit trees. So right now, enjoy the flowers. Don't do anything to them. Maybe a bit of water. I wouldn't fertilize them at this point either. Perhaps a little bit afterwards. Just kind of let them go what they're doing.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the fruit trees blooming. I know some other trees starting to bloom as well. They're getting more bloom this week than they were last week.
Exactly. What's left of the Bradford pears are beginning to bloom.
Yeah.
And there's some of the saucer magnolias are out right now. Mm-hmm. And I have a star magnolia at my house, and it's really quite showy. A neighbor up the street has one too.
Really?
Very showy. They're in bloom right now. Mm-hmm. Typically they bloom for about 2-3 minutes during the spring, but they put on a really nice show this whole week. We haven't had excessively hot weather.
No.
We've had a little bit of wind. Well, not a little bit. But we've had some wind.
We've had some wind.
And usually that kind of knocks the flowers off. But it hasn't been bad enough to knock the flowers off yet. And so the blossom show this year on the saucer magnolias is somewhat extended, at least until tomorrow night or Tuesday, Wednesday, when we'll probably have 12 inches of rain. But
they're saying 70%. The highest by Tuesday.
Well, good. We could use some rain. But
We can use some rain, yes.
So a typical rainstorm won't bother the blossom show on those. So enjoy them while they're in bloom right now. Still time to cut back your liriope, that is monkey grass, used Nandinas, hollies, boxwoods, and crepe myrtles, and burning bush, euonymus, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget to cut back your clematis also. Got a caller?
Yeah, I think we got a caller. Let's go to the lines here. Actually, got a couple of callers. And we want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you this morning?
Okay, good morning.
Morning.
I am... let me turn down the radio. I have got two hydrangeas.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, I don't know, it was short, and it started getting these little sprouts at the top of the little stick things.
On the stems, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. And one was tall and one was short.
Right.
Can I still cut back the one that was left tall?
Oh, sure.
Even with the little sprouts on them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to do that before the sprouts really start so the plant doesn't invest so much energy into it.
I know, but I didn't. Spring came sooner than I thought.
Well, yeah, that kind of happened everywhere, but no. Go ahead. You cut them off, and when you do cut them off, cut them just an eighth of an inch below that last bud coming out. I mean, above rather. The bud should be an eighth inch below the point where you cut the hydrangea stem. But yes, they can be cut right now. It'd be a good time to cut them now. Most of the hydrangeas that are out there bloom on what we call new wood. In other words, they don't store their flowers through the winter. So if the weather conditions are right, we should still have a good blossom show on the hydrangeas when you cut them back now.
The only sprout that it's on these is on the very ends of the stems.
Right. Some of them just aren't out yet, probably.
But I can cut it off. But you said only an eighth of an inch?
Above the stem. Above the bud coming out. In other words, you want to cut them to a certain height. And you pick the bud on the stem that's closest to that height and cut it 1/8 of an inch above that.
Are you going to be at the store today?
Will I be at the store? No. Gary will be there, and he can kind of show you how to cut back the hydrangeas, too.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture and have him explain.
Okay. Chances are, if the top buds are leafing out okay, chances are those ones on the bottom will, too. They're just perhaps shaded a little bit more, and they just haven't developed yet. All right. Thank you. What's your first name?
I don't need anything. I've got too much.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. One say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yes, my son was given a bunch of irises. Is there anything special I need to do to plant them?
You have the bulbs right now, right?
Right.
Or they're not bulbs. They're rhizomes.
Or whatever they are.
That was a botanical faux pas there. But anyway, they should be planted with about 1/4 of the bulb exposed to the surface.
Okay.
So basically, an old saying goes, throw them on the ground and put a little dust on them. That's kind of an old saying with the iris.
That's easy enough.
But yeah, you should know. No, not that shallow. Good golly. But me, when I move them around, I just pick them up and basically just kind of, myself, I just throw them on the ground and they do just fine. But you could prepare the soil a little bit for them just to get them a good head start. And the bulb should be 3/4 buried. You should see just the very top of the rhizome, rather. You should see the top of that. So.
All right.
This is Louise?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry. Also, if you're a caller, you'll be in the hopper for some homemade plum jelly.
I've had some good feedback on this stuff, too. They think it's pretty good.
I think one time I tried it.
Maybe it's worth something, perhaps.
Hey.
Maybe I should sell it, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Make some extra cash on it.
Okay. In addition to cutting back your shrubs and your clematis, that's a big question we've had this week is, should I cut back my clematis? And the answer is yes, because it's getting ready to really aggressively grow. And when it does, it takes a tremendous amount of strength for it to do that. And you don't want that to go to waste, once again, just like your hydrangeas. So go ahead and trim it back. And I like to trim it back to the scaffolds. Scaffolds are the main arterial trunk coming up through. Think of it as a scaffold currently on the White House. The main thing holding all the people up. It's the main trunk coming up from the bottom. And you want to make it go all the way almost to the top. But just cut out all that stuff that's hanging over. And it'll still bloom nicely. I've had some customers actually cut them all the way to the ground. And they still come back up and bloom. So it just depends on the situation, where they are, and how much heat the feet get and all that. But they can be cut back right now. It's getting time also on your Bermuda grass to cut it back, to scalp it. This year, I plan on dethatching mine. I got to dig around in the barn and find the dethatching blade for the mower. Mm. And and get it, because it is built up a little bit. So this is the third year since that's happened, and it needs to be dethatched. So it is time now to do that, and also apply your crabgrass preventer.
Tongue twisted.
When your forsythias and lilacs are in bloom, typical is when the crabgrass preventer is put on. It's a little early this year. So in order, if you want to fight that waskily crabgrass, you want to go ahead and get that crabgrass preventer down. So
when's the best time to do that?
Just about now.
About right now.
If we get a whole lot of rain like we did last year, the crabgrass came back up after that, after the rain was over, because all the crabgrass preventer got washed out or broken down or carried away. And it wasn't as effective if we had a normal rain. In other words, if the rain conditions last spring were normal, it would have been done a lot better job. So, go ahead while you can get two applications of the crabgrass preventer, and perhaps save it for another rainy day, if you will. So,
okay, all right.
You don't have to, but it you still get some control if you just apply it once. But over and over again, I've been reading up on it, and people say, well, you probably need to do two of them. So, and the weeds also out there are starting to take over. So,
yeah, I've seen a lot of weeds already.
So
I already have.
I sprayed Roundup on my weeds last week, and they just laughed at it. So,
you know what they did to me?
It takes a few days for that to work. So after the weekend, I imagine they'll start to feel the effect.
You know what those weeds do to me?
What?
They just stare at me.
Make you sneeze and stare.
Yeah,
at
they
you.
Make me sneeze. I can't breathe. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are having sneezy problems right now. And that's due to the trees opening up. The maple trees are opening up. And golly, when the cedars do that, it's going to be a real problem. I'm looking at them really closely, and they're really going to go bananas this year. We're going to have this cloud overhead, and it's all the pollen from the cedar trees. So get ready.
Get ready. Larry, let's take our first break. And again, we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Also, get in the hopper for you to chance to win some homemade plum jelly, courtesy of Mr. Larry Glass. And again, we'll take your calls, and we'll be back with Green Country Gardener after this on K1.
It sure looks a lot like spring out there, and that's why Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is your ideal place to go. Get your pre-emergent Weed Killer Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra kills existing and prevents future weeds in your yard. All 5, 7, and 10-gallon trees are on sale for one more week at 30% off. Now's a good time to sow fescue seed. Check out 5-star fescue brand for those shady lawn areas. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on the Water Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Beethoven style, I guess.
Yes.
918-336-1400. 1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry. I barely pass music classes, so that's
okay.
That's okay.
Anyway, at the nursery, we've got some geranium pots that are coming along. They're starting to have some blooms on them. We've been growing those, golly, for quite some time.
Yes.
And our geraniums out back will be moved to the front. We've got, 6 greenhouses in the back that we grow things, and then we move them up to a retail greenhouse. And they'll be brought up this week because it's going to rain, and the landscape crew will have something to do. So they're going to be brought up front.
Yeah, that's right.
While you're there, pick up some crabgrass control and some Roundup for the weeds and maybe some preen for the beds. And a little fertilizer, too. I get a lot of questions about what should I fertilize my trees? With what should I fertilize my trees and shrubs? And there are a lot of choices out there for fertilizer. Yeah, you can go from the basic things, like your 13, 13, 13, or whatever. And some of that just doesn't have the trace elements in it. Mm-hmm. We carry a broad range of organics and chemical fertilizers that have the trace elements in it. The trace elements are important, just like we take vitamin supplements and whatnot, or watch our diet and eat stuff that has a lot of vitamins in it. I mean, if we could live on bread and water and and maybe bacon. Yeah, ooh, it'd be great.
Oh,
but anyway, the plants need kind of the same thing. They need a bit more than bread and water to live on. So you want to get a fertilizer that has some trace elements in it. And those that are marked tree and shrub fertilizer are very good to use. Blooming plant fertilizers are also quite good to use for your trees and shrubs, too. So when you do fertilize properly too. They have instructions on there to show you how to do it. Unless you get Milorganite, which doesn't matter how much you put on, it still works. It won't burn them up. But there's a minimum amount you want to put on there to do some good too. So it's time for that spring fertilization on your shrubs and on your trees. So go ahead and get some of that asking questions when you get it. I've got nandinas that need to be fertilized, and I said, no, you don't. You don't need to fertilize them. But they just do that much better if they have some good soil. So that's kind of on the agenda at the glass house this weekend, is to fertilize some shrubs too.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
You bet.
Sounds like.
And scout the yard and wash the truck, because I do want it to rain. So I'm going to get to pick up a good washing this weekend.
Maybe that'll bring us luck.
Yeah.
Bring us some of that rain.
Maybe it will.
Maybe it will. Who knows?
Same thing with trees. Use a well-balanced fertilizer on the trees and so on. The bud swell on most of the trees is very significant at this point. So with that in mind, they're getting ready to open up, and they need something to get along with. So perhaps if your grass isn't too pretty and all that, but you really want your trees to look nice, you might need to fertilize them also. And there are some methodologies to follow in fertilizing, and that is go out at the drip line of the tree. Don't put it at the trunk. I see some people will take half a bag of fertilizer and dump it on the trunk of the tree. No, it doesn't. It's not where it eats.
No.
It goes way out beyond. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of times when you dig up your beds or something well out of the drip line of the tree, you'll run into roots from that tree. So they really go quite some distance. So you should distribute it fairly evenly over the area around the tree for the fertilizer to be effective. So do that. This time of year, kind of look and see how your plants did last year, or if they did really well, your soil is probably in pretty good shape. But if you had a struggle with your annuals, your begonias, your periwinkles, and other annuals like that, perhaps your soil needs a bit of work. We did some tilling yesterday at somebody's garden to get it ready for spring. So
yeah,
and the soil was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But it needed just a little bit of help. So we tilled in some decomposed leaves he had there and so on to help it out.
Use a little mulch, I guess?
Not yet, no. You want the temperature on your vegetable garden to be, the soil temperature to be as high as possible mm-hmm. for your spring plants going in. So don't mulch at this point in time in the veggie patch.
Okay.
You want that soil to warm up.
Absolutely.
So,
and keep it moist, too.
So much to know.
I was going to say, keep it moist, too.
And
which the ground soil's doing pretty good so far.
We're doing pretty good on moisture. Do the drop test. Take a compressed lump of moist soil and drop it from the hip. I say moist. If it shatters, it's pretty good stuff. If it plops down and remains intact, your soil needs a little bit of work. We have compost in the bag. We have Happy Frog, which is pretty cool
stuff.
Happy Frog is good stuff. This week we delivered a total of 25 bags of Happy Frog out to people.
All right. Yeah.
And that stuff's heavy. It's a big old bale of stuff, too. It's a little bigger than an average torso. It's good size. And it is kind of heavy, so you might want to have it delivered. So, but anyway, we delivered a bunch of that this week to various people around town. So, and it's good stuff. Some people have had very good success with it, and they're repeating the purchases, and they told their friends and they're buying it. So that's kind of what's happening with that. Mm-hmm. And we got a whole bunch of it in recently, so we're in good shape on inventory on Happy Frog. So
yeah,
okay. Consider that.
Great.
So the soil is the important thing to do. On tomatoes, you should start your seeds right now, and we have all kinds of tomato seeds. I'm going to start mine too. We've got where is it? Here it is. Some of the heirloom tomatoes. Yes, I took a picture of the...
You took pictures, didn't you?
Yeah, that way. we got the... what is that? Crimson green. And okay. The rainbow and black creme. Cherokee purple. And Pruden's purple. And several other. We got some organic Marion tomatoes, too. And golly, the beefsteaks, the giant delicious. It's funny, the picture on the seed picture. The tomato's bigger than the woman's head.
Oh, my.
I doubt that.
I doubt that, too.
You look at it, I look at that and go, yeah, right. So you're going to get a tomato the size of a pumpkin.
If that happens, that's the world record.
Sometimes you got to take these packages at it with a grain. She's either a very small woman or they done some Photoshop on that. But anyway.
Speaking of tomato seeds, good time to go ahead and plant them.
a good time to get them started in the house.
In the house.
It's not quite St. Patrick's Day. It takes a bit of time. You want to put them out in the middle or the end of April. So that gives you all of them. That gives you 2 months to get them going. They come up in about 10 days. And that'll give you time to get past the seed stage, and then they'll start putting on secondary leaves. You get to the secondary leaf point to get them outside, and you get them hardened off so they'll do real well in the garden. You really do want to plant your tomatoes when the soil temperature is pretty good. That's very important because tomatoes like warm soil.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to wait a little bit to plant them. But in order to get the varieties that you want, a lot of the heirloom tomatoes just really aren't available as pre-sprouted and growing ones. Most of the growers go for, well, we got La Romas and the cherry tomatoes and the big boys and the better boys and all. Beefsteak, we can get all those all day long.
Mm-hmm. Seems like the cherry tomatoes are the favorite, I guess, for many gardeners.
My favorite tomato is the Sweet 100.
Uh-huh.
And we have Super Sweet 100 seeds right now, so because they just produce grapes of very tomatoes on
them.
They
seem to be more popular for growers, isn't it?
Well, most of them don't make it into the kitchen, so.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah.
They get eaten up on the way. But
they do. Hey, Larry, I think we got a caller, and let's get to that caller. We want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you say earlier not to fertilize the peach trees, but then we mentioned about fertilizing the rest of the trees.
Right.
I was wondering, is there a difference between fertilizing, like, I've got oak trees, evergreens, dogwoods, and a Chinese maple, and also the shrubs?
Yeah, most of your ornamental trees and shade trees and ornamental and, you know, shrubs can be fertilized at this point in time. I don't like the fruit trees to be fertilized right now at this point, probably in about 2 weeks or so. It's just not a good idea to fertilize them while they're in bloom.
Oh, okay. And would you recommend, like, for the peach trees, the spikes or just the granules?
I'd use a granular fertilizer and one that's made for trees and shrubs or fruit trees fertilizer. Usually they're pretty close to the same.
Okay.
Just a good general purpose fertilizer, but you do want to use some with tracers in it. Read the label and look at all the molybdenum and the manganese and iron and boron, copper, zinc, all that stuff on the side of it. And get one that has all the trace elements in it, and you'll have much better luck.
All right. And also I have, I potted a hydrangea, and I've had it in the garage. Is it a good time to plant it? And also if it is or when it is, how do I prepare the soil?
At this point in time, does it have any green leaves on it right now?
Yeah, they died off, but now there's some new blooms.
Okay.
Leaves.
They're a little bit tender, and getting past this rain coming up, if it turns cold, it could damage that.
Mm.
So be prepared to cover it if you do plant it.
Okay, it's real small.
Yeah, you could just migrate the pot outside, so you want to transition it from the inside to the outside environment. Perhaps put it outside the garage next to the wall, but hopefully not on the western sun. Just so we can get used to the outdoor environment before you put it in the ground. Sometimes it's kind of a shock on these plants if you bring them from a very sheltered environment out to the wilderness of the outdoors.
Okay. Yeah, it was in the garage, so it's a little bit chillier, but
yeah,
it's not as bad.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty good. And your first name is?
Ray. R-A-Y?
Ray. Okay, Ray. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm.
918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Hey, we got another caller on the line. And we want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you this morning?
Yes, I have a question for Larry.
Yes.
I've
planted some onion sets. And what would be the best kind of fertilizer?
For onion sets, something with some emphasis on the phosphorus. That's the P, the NPK, like a 10-20-10 or a super phosphate or something like that. That would help them along quite a bit. You don't want too much nitrogen. You get a lot of top growth. So you pick out a fertilizer that has the three big numbers on it. pick one with some emphasis on the middle number or the last two numbers, but not a whole lot of nitrogen.
All right.
Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Good. And your first name?
Bill.
Okay, Bill. Thank you for calling.
All right. let's go ahead. We're going to take a break. And again, we'd love to hear from you, the listeners. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Get your name in the drawing for some homemade plum jelly. That is very, very good. We'll be back with your calls and back with Green Country Gardener after this here on K1.
Finding a new home is hard enough, so financing one should be easy. At American Heritage Bank, we believe buying a home should be a smooth, enjoyable experience. Whether you're thinking of buying your first home, looking to upgrade to the home of your dreams, or wanting to refinance your existing home, we have a solution that's right for you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com today. American Heritage Bank, simply better lending. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod: Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store, 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Hurry in to Peters True Value in Dewey for their $10 instant savings paint promotion on 1 gallon of Easy Care Ultra Premium, Easy Care Platinum, Weatherall Ultra Premium, or Weatherall Extreme Paint. Easy Care Ultra Premium and Easy Care Platinum paint are paint and primer in one and provide one coat coverage and mold and mildew resistance. And their Weatherall paint delivers ultimate fade resistance and remains durable even in harsh weather conditions. So be sure to get yours while supplies last. Peters True Value in Dewey. Behind every product is a true value. Customer responsible for taxes and fees. Limit 5 gallons. See store for details. Offer ends March 8th.
Or 1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry. Welcome back to Green Country Gardener. And, of course, callers can get the opportunity to get in the hopper for some homemade plum jelly.
Exactly. The shrub of the week this week is forsythia.
Forsythia.
Forsythia. They're yellow as that shirt you're wearing right there.
Yeah, thank you.
quite a bright yellow color. And forsythias are a member of the olive family. And they are noted, of course, for their bright yellow spring flowers. They are very easy to grow, and they grow just about anywhere. Give them lots of room because they get fairly large. Mm-hmm. And they just sort of grow way out. I mean, they need to be controlled a little bit if you have a situation where you want to control them. But typically, they just grow just about anywhere. But it's not one you want to put real close to the front door of the house because it's showy for a little while and that's it. Maybe against the back fence or something like that, it'll do okay. Mm-hmm. As a partial screening plant, for instance, it'll work very well. Mm-hmm. But it does give a really brilliant show in the spring. We had a color? No? Okay.
No.
And, but anyway, a brilliant show in the spring. And really nice to grow. It's it'll probably last in the landscape. You'll probably get 10 to 15 years of lifespan out of it. They just don't live forever. So, but when they do, they grow very quickly, and when they do bloom, it's really quite spectacular. They can be trimmed and trained to about any shape you want to. Some people train them up into spheres, round things, and I've had some in the past where I trimmed into a weeping habit, where it comes up with the main stalk, and then you trim everything but that which weeps downwards, and it looked like a miniature weeping willow tree. That was a long time ago, golly.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, when I did that, we just moved. That was in the 80s. But anyway, that they could be trained like that also. And it was by the front door because it was there when we moved into the house. So I'd made the best of it and trimmed it up like that. It made a really interesting show even when it wasn't in bloom, too. So it's all in the training. You can do anything you want with forsythias. They're really adaptable plants. Not much of anything bothers them too. Being a member of the olive family, they don't have very many insect pests, if any at all. And the wildlife don't particularly like them either. So they make a pretty good plant for a brief moment in the spring. But it does bring on the spring. So think of a forsythia and for a good harbinger of spring, if you will.
I think we got a caller on the line, Larry, and we want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you this morning?
I have a question.
Yeah.
What would be the best kind of, best variety of slicing tomatoes? What would be the biggest and the best slicing tomatoes to plant?
I like the Beefmaster. It has a lot of consolidated stuff in the middle of it. It doesn't have a lot of open, I don't remember what they call them, open segments, for lack of a better word, in the middle of them. So any of the beefsteak tomatoes will go ahead and give you that. We have some beefsteak tomato seeds, and we'll have the beefsteak plants too when the time comes.
All right.
All right, and your first name is?
Jim.
Jim. Okay, Jim, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Got another caller on the line. We want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just had a question. Is it okay to transplant? I need to move a couple of rose bushes. Is it okay to move those now?
Yeah, this is the last time it can be done, but yeah, go ahead.
What's the latest? Because I'm not sure what day I'll be able to get up there, but is it?
The latest time, it's really not a time thing. It's a matter of how far they're leafed out. So I say that right now because depending on the situation, those that are on the south side of the house are starting to leaf out. But if they're on the north side or the east side, they're probably not. So generally at this time of year is the time to do it, and it is kind of the last.
Okay. All right.
And your first
name
again?
Leonard.
Leonard. Okay, Leonard, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. If you have a gardening question for Larry, and if you're call in, you are in the hopper for a chance to win homemade plum jelly.
Another plant that's getting ready to bloom, and usually when it blooms, it rains like crazy. That's the peony. The peonies don't have bulbs, they have rhizomes like iris. So don't ask for peony bulbs. Ask for either a peony root or a peony rhizome if you're buying the bulbs. Here we go again. I just said it myself. If you're buying the peony plants. But most of what we carry are the ones that are already sprouted and ready to go. It takes kind of the worry out of how deep to put them and how to properly plant them and all that. So we'll have some of those a little bit later on. But they are both herbaceous and shrubby species, and the latter of them is known as tree peonies. The peonies are native to Central and Eastern Asia, all the way from Tibet to Northern China to the Eastern Siberia. So they're from over there.
Over there in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
They're hardy from Zone 8 to Zone 2. So that's pretty hardy plant, a good wide range in which they can live. And the best known herbaceous species is the Peonia lactiflora, known as the Chinese species, peony. And a lot of extensive breeding has been done by some Chinese horticulturists and so on. The popular double flower cultivars that most of us grow all come from that species, the Peonia lactiflora.
Okay.
Lactiflora means flowers that are kind of milky looking. So, and they do. They look like they've been dipped in milk, kind of.
Kind of white.
It's a very opaque white color. Mm-hmm. And the other colors are kind of based on that. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, they flower for about a week in late spring to early summer. But you can extend the period of bloom for 6 weeks by choosing mid to late season cultivars. Mm. So.
Okay.
That's kind of difficult to come by now, too, because most of them bloom here at about the same time, because spring just, bam, comes all of a sudden. So
that means get ready for it.
I noticed the peonies just really aren't up yet. At least in my yard, they're not.
Yeah. Why is that?
It just, the ground is still kind of cool, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I guess they have a bit more sense to them than most. But when they do come up, It's just a very short period of time between when they come up, put on leaves, and put on the flowers. It's very quick. They take a lot of energy stored up into that root and put on a big show of blooms and just kind of kick back the rest of the summer and photosynthesize to replenish their store of carbohydrates in the root to get ready for next year's blossom show.
Get ready for that season.
Right.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
Most of the peonies are available in a white or shade of red and pink and mauve, any color, but they just haven't got any blue ones yet. So
okay.
They're kind of fragrant, not overly fragrant, but they somewhat. And the pink ones tend to be more fragrant than the red ones.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to take a break?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. Okay. And again, love to hear from you this morning. Get your chance at the hopper for a chance to win some homemade plum jelly. All you got to do is just give us a call and ask a gardening question for Larry, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Back with your calls and also back with Green Country Gardener after this.
It sure looks a lot like spring out there, and that's why Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is your ideal place to go. Get your pre-emergent Weed Killer Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra kills existing and prevents future weeds in your yard. All 5, 7, and 10-gallon trees are on sale for one more week at 30% off. Now's a good time to sow fescue seed. Check out 5-star fescue brand for those shady lawn areas. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on the Water Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Head to Jensen Tractor Ranch for their trade-up sale on Kubota tractors. Your Kubota tractor is worth up to $10,000 when you trade in now, plus get 0% financing for 60 months or cash back. Trade in, trade up, save $1,000 on Gwarf Master Utility 50 or 70 horsepower. Save $1,000 on PowerStar T4 Series 65 and 75 horsepower. And save $1,000 on T4 Series tractors 90 to 120 horsepower. But hurry in now before March 31st, Jensen Tractor Ranch, U.S. Highway 75 South in Bartlesville. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification by CNH Industrial Capital, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Offer good through March 31st, 2016. Not all customer or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions will apply. Offer subject to change or cancellation without notice.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville. About 3.5 minutes away from the 9 o'clock hour. 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. If you have a gardening question for Larry, again, we've got about 3 minutes left.
In about your lawns, it's kind of an active time for yards, for lawns, really. If you have fescue, it is time to fertilize that fescue. And we have a product called Southern Green Maker, which will really give it some really emerald beautiful green color because of the iron and sulfur content in it. It makes them really, makes the grass really attractive.
Oh my.
We have a caller?
We have a caller, and we want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
I would like to know when is the best time to plant my pepper plants.
Pepper plants, April the 15th is the earliest time, and any time in April would work fine going into the middle of May. So you've got a little bit of time.
All right. Thank you very much.
And your first name?
J.L.
J.L. Okay, J.L. Thank you for calling.
All righty. And
anyway, back to
lawns.
Back to lawns. Also, the crabgrass control, we talked about that earlier. It's time to put that down, really. It's just about St. Patrick's Day. And the lilacs are going to come into bloom. And I've seen some Bermuda grass starting to emerge. So that'll be fine until it freezes again.
or a snowstorm comes.
But
I'll ask our meteorologist to stay away from the freezing mark. How's that?
Okay, tell them not to let it get so cold.
Okay, sounds good.
But anyway, and your zoysia grass, the same as the Bermuda, really don't do a lot to it right now, except maybe dethatch it at the beginning. And most people's zoysia grass just simply doesn't get crabgrass because it grows so dense. So, but you still want to dethatch it occasionally too. And I say dethatch as opposed to scalping. Every once in a while, you do want to dethatch in addition to scalping, just so you don't get a buildup of thatch. There's a difference between dethatching and scalping. And sometimes it can mess up your drainage patterns in your yard and cause issues with water staying in the driveway after it rains. In other words, a lot of people have this where the driveway dips down and before it goes into the garage. Mm-hmm. And then the ground is swaled or contoured to carry the water from the driveway on out. Well, if you have a lot of thatch buildup over the time, that edge against the driveway, especially at the low point, will tend to build up, and you get this water puddle in your driveway for about 3 months after it rains.
Oh yeah, that's so true.
So to keep that from happening, you want to keep the ground elevation from increasing at that point, and perhaps do a dethatch on occasion just to get that thatch out of there.
Right. Let's
see who won the jar of jelly.
Yeah, I think we've got a caller.
Okay.
Let's take it. You'll have about 30 seconds. And I want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you. You may have been asked this already this morning, but
sure.
My knockout roses are coming out. Can I cut them back?
You bet.
Okay. How far back?
Cut them back as far as you want. You can do a rough cut first with hedge clippers or whatever, and then go back and do a refined cut at one of the stems that are coming out.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling. And
bye.
Congratulations, Bill. You won the jar of plum preserves.
All right, congratulations, Bill. And I'm going to keep my shovel sharpened, right?
See you next week.
All right, thank you, Larry.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
His opponents are far behind.